From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council approved a resolution Friday that condemned Israel's practice of establishing settlements on Palestinian territory. The resolution calls for Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. In a change from former policy, the United States abstained from the voting rather than exercise its usual veto. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because it reflected long-standing U.S. policy.
Our vote today does not in any way diminish the United States' steadfast and unparalleled commitment to the security of Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. We would not have let this resolution pass had it not also addressed counterproductive actions by the Palestinians.
Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, said that by voting for the resolution, Security Council members had voted against the possibility of peace.
This resolution today will be added to the long and shameful list of anti-Israel UN resolutions.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called the resolution a triumph of international law.
This is a day where the international community unanimously have stood tall for achieving peace between Palestinians and Israelis on the basis of international law.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said late Friday that despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territory since 1967. This is VOA News. An Islamic State-linked video released Friday purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. 24-year-old Anis Amri was fatally shot earlier Friday by police at a Milan, Italy train station during a routine patrol stop. German investigators are trying to learn if he had help from collaborators inside Germany. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that democracy, not terrorism, is the best path forward for everyone.
Unsere Demokratie, unser Rechtsstaat.
She said, our democracy, our rule of law, our values, and our humanity, they are the alternative to the hate-filled world of terrorism, and they will be stronger than terrorism. 12 people were killed and 56 injured when Amri allegedly plowed a truck through a busy Berlin market on Monday. Malta's prime minister told a news conference on Friday that two Libyan men who hijacked a plane and diverted it to Malta had a hand grenade and a pistol on them, and that a second pistol was found on the plane during a search by Maltese soldiers. Joseph Muscat later tweeted that the grenade and pistols were found to be replicas. He said that the hijackers eventually surrendered peacefully without making any conditions after the Maltese government insisted that all passengers had to be released.
After further negotiations, the hijackers agreed to free the remaining members of the crew and to surrender.
Muscat said that once authorities had completed their interrogations of all passengers, they would be put on another Libyan aircraft and returned home. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that at least 5,000 people died this year trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the 2016 mark is a new record, according to UN figures, and it's largely because many of the crafts are not seaworthy.
These rafts are not meant to make the whole crossing to Italy, and the smugglers just simply rely on rescuers coming and save people. And in most cases, rescuers do that, and they have saved hundreds of thousands of people this year. But unfortunately, in some cases, they come too late and people die.
The UNHCR said about 100 people are missing and feared dead after two migrant boats sank off the coast of Italy Thursday. And American actress and author Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in the Star Wars movies, is in stable condition after suffering a medical emergency aboard a flight from London to Los Angeles on Friday. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.